New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
What time is it?
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Ferry. Full disclosure, recording this on Monday. It might be released on Tuesday, but just in case anything I say is deemed incorrect by it being out of date, that is why. But I'm coming to you on Monday. Here, leaving on Tuesday to go out of town, so getting a little ahead of myself with the work here. But we're here to talk Ole Miss recruiting. As many of you saw over the weekend, Ole Miss dominated Georgia Southern 52-13. It was a I know a lot of people were saying that it was, you know, kind of a ho-hum effort, pretty lackadaisical, sloppy, whatever you want to call it. Regardless, Ole Miss is 4-0, still a top five team, and just kind of beat the teams they were supposed to beat the way that they were supposed to beat them. So can't really get mad about that, right? The real test begins Saturday, 11 a.m. Vaught Hemingway Stadium. It'll be on ABC. 2-2 Kentucky at 4-0 Ole Miss. Kentucky beat Ohio over the weekend 41-6. But let's get into some recruiting before we get into that. I do want to remind you, this show brought to you by College Corner. Each and every day, title sponsor of the show here. Three locations, Oxford, Richland, Flowood. The new one in Oxford is great. Fantastic space, 4,000-plus square feet. They've got everything you need. If you need new polos, need new buttons, stickers, you need some tailgating supplies, Scott and the folks over there have got you covered. That's over on Sisk Avenue in Oxford. Go check them out. Or you can go to collegecornerstore.com. They got some of the new Realtree gear in this week. So if you want to go snag some of that before Saturday, go do it. We also are brought to you by our good buddy Drew Moak and USA Benefits Group. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by 20 to 30%, Drew can help you out. He can get you a free quote as well if you call him 601-953-8449 or check him out at usabg.com/DMOAK. Show is also brought to you by our friends at Roback. You can go check them out, roback.com. And when you do, use promo code JUICE for 20% off. Got a nice Roback polo on today. Collar always stays put. Love it. The fit is great. You can go casual and leave it untucked and still look sharp. Or you can, you know, a little business casual. If you want to wear it around the office, you can tuck it in. It looks good. That's roback.com. and promo code JUICE. We are also brought to you by our good buddy Greg Jones and the wonderful folks over at LB's Meat Market, 2008 University Avenue in Oxford, Mississippi. Go snag a $10 lane train special, $2 off everything in the freezer. And pretty cool now. Greg told me last week that you can now text LB's and place your order that way. So that's pretty awesome, pretty convenient. I love anything that makes things easier like that, whether it's ordering online, placing an order for pickup, all that. You can now do that with LB's Meat Market, 662-259-2999. You can go ahead and text in your order for the best protein in town. Like I always say, Arby's, full of shit. LB's has got the meats. All right. Do a little bit of a pulse check episode here as we start to really hit the ground running into the home stretch. We are almost to October. Hard to believe, as this weekend will be the last weekend in September, which is wild. The first 4 weeks of the season flew by. Ole Miss just dominated, made everything look easy, and now we turn our attention to October and the SEC conference play run. But recruiting, just kind of looking at some of the top targets in 2025. It's still pretty much the status quo. A lot of it hinges on some flip targets. The big one, Deuce Knight, still committed to Notre Dame. He was in Auburn over the weekend. got a front row seat to that one as the Tigers lost at home by 10 to Arkansas. Pretty lackluster affair. And sure, many of you have seen in the news, on Twitter, on the internet, Hugh Freeze kind of threw everybody under the bus there. Not a great look when you're bringing in some of your top targets to take a visit, watch you play, and then not only do you lose by 10, you look terrible, the offense was pretty stagnant, and you couldn't really do anything. But then you don't take any responsibility, you kind of blame the players. Most of us who are familiar with Hugh Freeze know that this is the deal, but I was pretty shocked at that. I thought that hey, maybe he'll finally get it by now and look at it as like, hey, I need to own up to this. I need to put on a brave face for the recruits. As look, Auburn's recruiting well. The high school class is really loaded right now. But Auburn is trying to flip Deuce Knight. And look, I thought that was a bad look. Deuce Knight was back in town again. I think it's the third trip in 4 weeks. And when you're shuffling quarterbacks like that, you bench a guy, you put the other guy back in, you still don't really move the football. Auburn only managed 14 points in the game. They were all in the second half. So you're held scoreless in the first half. Just not a great look. And I still think Ole Miss is in the thick of that one. Right now it's looking like Notre Dame is kind of holding serve, but I think with what Jackson Dart and this offense is doing for Ole Miss, it's only going to help its chances on flipping Deuce Knight. Staying in the state of Alabama, you've got AK Deer still committed to Alabama. Pretty much the same thing. There's no real update. AK doesn't do a lot of talking. And when he does, he says all the right things about his commitment to Alabama. Ole Miss is never going to stop recruiting him. They're still going to go after him. Speaking of Auburn, Elijah Melendez, the Osceola, Florida linebacker, was in Auburn. He committed to Auburn a couple weeks ago, and he was back in town for that. I think the performance on the field by Ole Miss and the defense speaks for itself. We'll get to that here in a moment, but you have to think the play of Poop Hall, Kari Coleman, and Suntarian Perkins, TJ Daugherty, the rest of that linebacker group has to be enticing. The rush defense is number one in the nation right now. Ole Miss just gave up its first touchdown on Saturday. So it's long been the obvious that Lane Kiffin and his offense is going to attract a lot of offensive prospects, but the defense and what Pete Golding, Randall Joyner, the rest of that staff have done has been pretty instrumental in getting the attention of others. I still like Ole Miss's chances there. It remains to be seen what's going to happen with Auburn. You know, how do they bounce back? What's their class look like at the end of the season? I know we talked about it last week with wins and losses kind of starting to matter a little bit more. It's not always the case. There are going to be some that are just going to buy into what the coaches is telling them. You know, hey, I can get there and I can change it. But there are going to be some that are going to be pretty open with how they're pretty disappointed. No better segue than Caleb Cunningham, the five-star wide receiver out of Choctaw County High School in Mississippi. He's committed to Alabama, but he was at Auburn over the weekend, and boy, he did not mince words whatsoever when he spoke with Jeffrey Lee of On3 and Auburn Live. I mean, honestly, again, just goes to show you the proof. I've said it. Other people have said it. Every time I talk to Caleb, anytime I ever see anyone talk to Caleb, the kid is as honest as can be. He's not going to sugarcoat it. He's not going to say what you want to hear. You know, he's told me that before. Like, hey, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not just gonna say something to appease a fan base. I'm gonna be honest. And man, he was honest. He told Jeffrey Lee, quote, "I didn't see what I wanted to see. The quarterbacks, they didn't know really who they should have put in. They have a lot of things to work on. The receivers played pretty good. They made some plays." He then went on further talking about the quarterback issue at Auburn and the shuffling and what are they going to do. Cunningham said, quote, "That's why I really didn't choose Auburn, because they didn't have a quarterback committed in my class. And Bama, they had a quarterback that was committed in Keelan Russell. He's a great quarterback." For those of you that might be thinking, well, Ole Miss doesn't have a quarterback either. They're still trying to get Deuce Knight. Deuce Knight and Caleb Cunningham are really close friends. They talk about playing together all the time. So things will work itself out. But, yeah, a lot of the on-field performances possibly starting to influence a lot of decisions. I talked with several prospects over the weekend that were in town. I talked to 2026 wide receiver Xavier McDonald. He's out of Morton High School in Mississippi. You know, he said he's excited to see Ole Miss this year. He was at a game. He was at the game over the weekend, I should say. Said the atmosphere was unbelievable, and he thinks that Ole Miss is going to be putting 40-plus points on everybody this year. He's a top 60 prospect in the 2026 class. He's the number 55 overall recruit in On3's 2026 On300. So that's a big guy, obviously an in-state target from Morton that might, you know, perk your ears up a little bit. Former Ole Miss Rebel Shea Hodge went to Morton High School. He coaches Xavier McDonald on the 7-on-7 circuit and now coaches in the high school ranks at Jackson Academy, but very familiar with Xavier McDonald, speaks very highly of him. Those types of reactions is what you want to hear if you're an Ole Miss coach. You know, a couple other defensive guys. Yahya God was in town. He's a edge guy from South Gibson. His teammate Cameron Clark signed with Ole Miss last year. He talked about the energy in the building being crazy and said that he felt welcomed as soon as he got there. Coach Joyner, defensive line coach Randall Joyner, Jake Schoonover, the special teams coordinator. He said he talked to them before and after the game. But he talked a lot about the atmosphere and the energy. Said the fans were great. That was a big thing for him.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend. And that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today. Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
And then, again, just seeing what's on the field, I think, is big for these recruits, where Ole Miss a lot of times over the years, not just with Kiffin, but, you know, previous staffs, it was always, you know, hey, this is our vision. This is what we think we can do. This is what we want you here to help us do. Now it's very much in the present where, hey, look, we're elite. We're top five. We've got this guy, this guy, this guy. NFL scouts are here. You know, we've got the most players going to the Reese's Senior Bowl. You know, the time is now. You know, we're in the present. So if you want to come play here, you need to get on board. So I think that's a very cool wrinkle to Ole Miss in this recruiting, where, as like I said before, it was very much, you know, hey, prospective outlook. Now it's very evident that Ole Miss is here to stay for the near future with what Lane Kiffin has done with recruiting and the transfer portal, and the Grove Collective has been instrumental with NIL. That's really helped Ole Miss get into the top five, top 10, not only collectives, but on the field. So that's big. Braylon Outlaw, a 2026 linebacker from Pike Road over in Alabama. He talked a lot about it as well. Said the atmosphere was great. He loved seeing the defense get after it, talking to the coaches. He said he's going to be back. And I think that's pretty awesome to see that, because I know I talked to a lot of prospects, and that's one thing I hear a lot now is, you know, hey, I had a great time. And look, visits always go well. I mean, it's very hard for a visit not to go well, but to hear them say, I'm going to come back, that's big. Because look, you can always go and have a free visit or whatever, go to a game just for something to do. But coming back is big. I think that's something that Ole Miss has done a nice job of, you know, retention with not only the interest, but getting the visitors back. I think that's huge. Outlaw, like I said, 26 linebacker. He's got big time offers: Arkansas, Oregon, South Carolina, Michigan, Missouri. He's been to Tennessee, Auburn, and Alabama. So the in-state schools are going to be after him, but Ole Miss is going to continue to push there and try to get him back on campus. And, you know, seems to be pretty receptive to that and says he wants to get back. I think that's a big thing right now with this staff, kind of bearing the lead here. But on Saturday, long time target, long time Ole Miss lean, Ladarian Clardy committed to Ole Miss. Not a shock if you're a subscriber to the Ole Miss Spirit. You know, I've been banging the drum for Clardy since June. His family loved his official visit. That was huge for him. As many of you know, I've mentioned it on the board. I've mentioned it in posts. Ladarian Clardy's brother passed away recently, and so he pushed the decision back. I think he wanted to take a couple extra visits, but also his brother was died on September 20th, and his birthday September 21st. So that was the reason why he picked that day. So big moment for him, big moment for his family, you know, kind of continuing the healing process there. And I think he's excited now that his decision has been made. I think that was a big weight off his shoulders, you know, surrounding that day and what that day means. But yeah, I mean, a guy again that really rings true what this staff has been able to do with kind of the culture and the overall environment of what Ole Miss is selling, where Clardy told Chad Simmons of On3 about his commitment. He said, quote, "Ole Miss is like home away from home. Coaching staff recruited me. They got to know my family. They made it feel like home. This is what me and my family were looking for." He said Florida State's a great school. He loved Washington. UCF was up there. But he said something's different about Ole Miss. It just felt like home. He did say that Washington was the runner-up, which a lot of people were telling me that leading up to the commitment, that, hey, don't sleep on Washington. They're making a big push. You know, he said that Coach Wes Neighbors, the safeties coach, and Pete Golding, they made him feel like a priority, had a plan for him. And he this was interesting because, look, all jokes aside, you know, it's kind of been put to bed over the last couple cycles, but early on, a lot of people were saying that Lane Kiffin wasn't very active in high school recruiting, doesn't really make an effort, blah, blah, blah. Clardy said, quote, "Coach Kiffin and I have a different type of bond. I never connected with a head coach like I did with Coach Kiffin." That's something that you need to pay attention to as well. You know, when you see these visit pictures, you read the interviews that I do with the prospects, if you see a picture of a recruit with Lane Kiffin, or you read me writing about a prospect that says he spoke with Lane Kiffin, that's a pretty good indication that it's a good indicator that they're a big time target. Kiffin, obviously head coach of an SEC program. He's busy. He's got a lot of things going on. So yeah, if he takes his time to meet with a prospect, that's a big deal. But yeah, Clardy said that the biggest reason he picked Ole Miss was the coaching staff and just how it was family. So I think that's big. It's 8 4 stars for this class. As we start to really parcel through the big board and look at who is available, Ole Miss is now 21 in the On3 team football recruiting rankings. Like I said, 8 4 stars. The average star rating is in the top 20 as well. So it's a very balanced group. But yeah, I mean, I think with the flip targets around the state, with the guys that I've already talked about, Deuce Knight, Caleb Cunningham, AK Deer, those guys, I think that's going to be the main focus. But you've also got, like I said, Elijah Melendez from Florida. You've got Tyler Miller committed to LSU. You've got Mario Nash committed to Mississippi State. Tyler Lockhart committed to Mississippi State last week. I think Ole Miss is still going to recruit him. They're still going to try to get that one done. But yeah, I mean, looking at the on-field results and everything, I mean, Mississippi State lost another game over the weekend. It's not looking good for the Bulldogs right now. In fact, I think it's pretty bleak. Could be staring 3-9, 2-10 in the face. Are these recruits going to stick around for that? Do they believe in Jeff Levy? And maybe they do believe in Jeff Levy, but maybe they don't want to wait. Maybe they want to go ahead and go somewhere that's already a contender, that's already winning big-time games, that's in the college football playoff, that is in the forefront of college football news and notes and all that. So is that going to play a role for some of these recruits? I think that's big. Another thing, talking about, you know, Mississippi State lost on Saturday. They lost to Florida. What's Florida going to look like? Billy Napier and company have got a hell of a schedule coming up. That's just a lot of teams are not going to be able to survive, much less a team like Florida that's very, very average in a lot of spots. So somebody like Micah Jones, tight end from Madison Central, Ole Miss likes him a lot. He committed to Florida in the summer. You know, does he stick with them? Does he look around? Does Ole Miss kind of circle back? I think Ole Miss is going to try to get at least one more tight end in this class with Caden Priestcorn leaving after this year. And then Daquan Wright will be the starter in 2025. Then after that, he will be gone. So you're going to need to reload that room with right now Dylan Hip is the lone contributor in there, with Hudson Wolf still dealing with the back injury. But yeah, I mean, I think that you're going to look at that core group of flips that are important for the staff. And then after that, you're going to look at a couple new targets on the board. One that will be officially visiting this weekend, Josh Smith, an edge from Dutch Fork in South Carolina, taking his official visit for the Kentucky game. You've got a couple four stars in Toby Hastrup, a freak athlete from Texas, track guy, but also just a super, super athlete that is now focused on football. He's adding a lot of Power Four offers. Ole Miss is getting him in town for the Kentucky game, or at least that's the plan for him to visit. You've got four-star interior offensive lineman Nelson McGuire. Was a Minnesota commit, decommitted at the start of the summer. Ole Miss has really upped the pursuit on him. He was in Auburn. He was at Auburn, I should say, last weekend. Auburn is the quasi-leader now. Chaz Coleman, another guy, talking about freak athletes, a dude that kind of does everything for his team. Another really impressive prospect from Ohio at Warren G. Harding High School. Kentucky's heavy on him, Penn State, Ole Miss. He's really starting to stack up some offers. Purdue's offered him, Illinois's offered him. Plays quarterback in high school, but then also plays a lot of linebacker, like an edge guy. He's 6'5", 205, so really impressive prospect. He was at Kentucky when South Carolina beat them. Right now, it looks like he could be in town for Oklahoma. Ole Miss has got a couple big-time marquee matchups at home that you're going to start to see the visit list get bigger and bigger. I think Kentucky this weekend will be a big one, Oklahoma, and then Georgia, obviously. Speaking of tight ends, Ole Miss looking to add another one, Bradley Gompers. He was in town over the weekend. He's a Duke commit. He's from Pennsylvania, another big physical wide receiver. That kind of plays a little bit like a wide receiver, plays on the defensive side as well as a linebacker. He had a really good game early in the season against St. Francis Academy, which is a nationally ranked program out of Maryland. Had 16 tackles in the game and then had four catches for 98 yards. So went up against some big-time competition and held his own. But, yeah, those are some new names to go along with the known commodities that are flip targets. So, again, I think Ole Miss is starting to really see some returns with what the team is doing on the field and how it's resonating with these prospects. And then, like I said, visit lists are going to start to get bigger and bigger. You're going to start to see more of these marquee guys, these flip targets, get in town. You know, Caleb Cunningham was already in town earlier this season. I expect him to be back for either Oklahoma or Georgia, and then probably take an official after the season. And some of the others as well will be in town. So big things happening for Ole Miss right now in recruiting. It may not be, you know, the instant gratification that we all want when it comes to recruiting coverage, but behind closed doors, the wheels are turning, and a lot of good things being said about Ole Miss on the recruiting trail from different prospects, you know, in this class in 2026, 2027. So got a lot of stories coming up. I talked with a lot of guys over the weekend, so I'll have more stuff coming. You can read all that at omspirit.com. Right now, we've got close to 5-6 stories out on guys that were in town over the weekend and what they thought, what they saw from Ole Miss. And then we'll have that visit list for you as the week goes on, as Ole Miss will host Kentucky 11 a.m. Saturday at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Once again, appreciate all of our sponsors. Appreciate College Corner being the title sponsor, Drew Moog, USA Benefits Group, Roback, LB's Meat Market, everybody that makes this show possible. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. That helps us out. You know, leave a thumbs up if you want. But make sure you're over there on YouTube, because that's where all of our podcasts go. Ben Garrett, all of his shows will be on there. The Talk of Champions podcast will be there. Hit that line, everything we do as well. So we will have all of that and more coming to you, omspirit.com. And right now, On3 is running a special. You get 50% off an annual subscription right now. If you're not a subscriber, go ahead and use promo code REBS, R-E-B-S, and you get 50% off an annual membership. So a flash sale that's running through Sunday. So take advantage of it. If you're not a member, we'd love to have you. We have a lot of fun on the board. And respectfully, I think that we do a bang-up job covering Ole Miss sports and athletics. So appreciate everybody listening. And we'll be back later this week. Until then, we're out of here.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.